Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. This weekend is certainly unique in many ways. Halloween 2020, the full moon, the falling back in time, and today, celebrating this All Saints Day, this feast of the festival of heaven, of God's city. And today, all the residents of heaven, they come out on the streets, all of our brothers and sisters, mom and dad, men and women, people of all ages, from every background. They come out as we celebrate the saints, all saints, those who find themselves today in the city of God, heaven. Normally, when we celebrate a saint's feast on a Sunday, it gets bumped because of Sunday, and we don't celebrate. But today, when we remember all the saints, there's no bumping the reality of all those countless men and women who find themselves in God's kingdom. And in 2020, this is a feast of great healing. For the wearied of heart, for the worried of heart, All Saints is a feast of great hope. This week, I saw a meme on Facebook that read, "Anyone else feel like Halloween's unnecessary this year? I've been wearing a mask and eating candy for 7 months now. I don't think I need a day dedicated to that." While we can all relate to that meme, this feast is not about masks and candy, but rather about the free, generous grace of Almighty God and what that has afforded us. God's grace is certainly not necessary of Him, but how good it is for us, necessary for our salvation. If you think about it, I saw another thing on Facebook, on the internet this week, and it said, "Without All Saints Day, Halloween would never end." That is that horizontal line of living, the tricks and the games, the masks that we wear. But the reality is that the grace of Almighty God has intersected that horizontal line. It brings an end to Halloween, and it opens to us His kingdom. Because God came to us, because His love came to earth, that reality has cut time. It has intersected with it, and that love of God, that grace of God, is on display today as we remember the saints. On this feast, we remember who we are, where our happiness is found, and we're reminded how to get there. Today's gospel is from Matthew 5. It's the beginning of Jesus' greatest teaching, the Sermon on the Mount. Matthew begins it with telling us that Jesus saw the crowd, and seeing the crowd, He went up the mountain. I wonder what Jesus saw in that crowd. Certainly people familiar with horizontal living, people with struggles and problems, people with hopes and dreams. And Jesus, in going up that mountain, like a good teacher, He sits down, He begins to teach them like Moses did. Not the old law, but the new law, and a new way of being, a new way of life. And over again, He declares this people blessed. And in doing so, He brings great hope. We know that this was not just the words of a great teacher. We know that the man that spoke these words would in fact embrace them, that he would climb another mountain where he would give his life. And on the third day, that same man would walk out of his grave and extend that same life to those who were with him. My friends, today is a day in which we celebrate that life of God, which is fully known in the kingdom by the saints. But it's a day when we too can embrace the life and the love that God has given us. This gift of Christian faith is more than words. It changes things. It interrupts the horizontal living. And it shows us the reason for our hope. Yes, his kingdom is not of this world, but it is certainly here. And we are the citizens of that heavenly kingdom. Through our baptism, we have been given entrance into the life of heaven, to the life of God, and navigating that way here on earth, helping one another on that way, discovering that way for ourselves is the call. It's the great adventure. And the saints inspire us. It's been said that the greatest tragedy on earth, not the only tragedy, but the greatest tragedy is not to be a saint. I close with the story of one of the saints who comes to my mind on this day. Her name is Josephine. Josephine, by all that we know, was born around the time that our parish was founded, 1869, 151 years ago. And she was born into a pagan Muslim culture and reality, hardly a home. By the time she was 9 years old, she was sold 5 times by slaves, traders, kidnapped and beaten over and over again. By the time she was 13, she was finally purchased by an Italian consul. He brought her to Italy. And it was there under his care that she discovered a new master, that her new master was not harsh like the others. And she discovered in that home the master, the man named Jesus, who himself was beaten for her. In her own words, she wrote the following. She said, "I am definitively loved. And whatever happens to me, I am awaited by this love. And so my life is good." My friends, life is good. And it's good because God is good, and his kingdom knows no end. As we celebrate the feast of that kingdom, the feast day of hope, let us with grateful hearts thank God. Let us live our faith and welcome the friendship of Almighty God and all those who have gone before us to accompany us. Let us rejoice in the kingdom of God. God be with you.